As soon as the locals left, Beth stood. "We shouldn't have left Rosalinda at the depot so long. If some bully comes up and tries to take our luggage, she'll..."
"Hold on. I've got to go to the powder room."
Aunt Jeannie leaned so hard on the table as she rose that she threw it off balance. Dessert dishes fell and crashed. Beth counterbalanced it.
"Hand me my reticule. These old joints is just a-aching. Go on and pay the bill. If someone stole my Lily of the Valley, I'll..."
"Hurry." When they arrived at the depot, Rosalinda contorted her face. "Ain't going to ever let you do this again. You hear me, Miss Jeannie?" Beth found it upsetting that Rosalinda took an angry tone. "What's wrong, dear?" Rosalinda shook her left foot as fast as she could shake it, pulled her earlobes, and twisted her hair. Her tongue poked out and circled her lips.
"Bethy, you stay out of this. I ain't talking to you right now. Don't come a-sugarcoating me. Y'all hung me out like a wet rag mop while you took your highfalutin' selves in your fancy skirts to that there dining hall."
"Well, I never!"
Aunt Jeannie put her hands on her hips and stomped her foot in Rosalinda's direction.
"I'm the one paying your salary. We gave you a ride here and we'll furnish you a place to stay."
Jeannie nodded with indignation. 25 cents a week." Rosalinda turned her head. "That ain't enough to spin on." Rosalinda stood to her full height, all 5'11" of her. "You think 'cause I'm colored. You be thinking 'cause I had to run out of town afore them crazy devils come after me, just 'cause they claimed my Truesdale poisoned their well, and he run toward Louisiana whilst I went with you women folks in the direction of Alabama. And I had to sit in a freight car like I'm Jimmy Crow. You thinking you bought my ticket, so you bought me. No, ma'am. What kind of ticket is it that don't give a person a seat to sit on? No, sirree. I come along to help you." Rosalinda broke into tears. "Don't you know I hated to leave my Truesdale? Don't I know you ain't got the strength of a crawdad, what with that arthritis all over you?"
"So what are you getting at, Rosalinda?"
Aunt Jeannie plopped a hand on a hip again and shook a finger at Rosalinda.
"Don't you ever go off and stay gone this long. I got scared."
"I'm sorry."
Aunt Jeannie twisted her mouth and finally smiled.
"Wasn't nothing bad going on when we walked up."
"You is sorry, all right. I forgive you. Just don't let it happen again."
"You have our word." Beth lowered her chin in sincerity.
"I done said it ain't up to you. What's going to go on in that crazy house of yours won't be brought on by your orders. It's that auntie you hide behind on the claims of respecting your elders. Girl, it's time you growed a backbone."
"That's enough, Rosalinda."
Jeannie waved her knobby finger into the air.
"Just 'cause you've got a pretty face, you think you can be uppity."
A bottle of tea approached.
"I was getting ready to tell you. Here he comes."
"Who?" Beth looked too.
"That town marshal. He's done got sweet on you."
Beth felt the color rising from beneath her high lace collar.
"If it hadn't been for that there marshal, I would have lost all this here luggage and these boxes of Lily of the Valley dishes to them two hooligans. All the while the marshal kept asking questions about you, Bethy."
"So something bad did go on."
Aunt Jeannie brought her lace-gloved hand to her mouth.
"Why didn't you say so?"
"That's what I be trying to tell you, what I was a-leading up to."
Beth didn't know what came over her, but she spoke the truth. "Aunt Jeannie, Rosalinda isn't your slave, you know. She isn't yours in any sense of the word, except, Beth chuckled, "except she's your relative, mine too."